This is Colourful.
We'll give you one or two basic facts. That Arrow died on the morning of Wednesday, as in yesterday, the 15th of September, at his home in Montserrat. So people are mourning him. Soca's greatest artist, the mighty Arrow. Alfonso Celestine Edmund Cassell, MBE, born November 16th, 1954, died yesterday. So what, only 55 years old. Let's speak to the legendary Calypsonian, Alexander the Great. He's on the line. We've spoken to Alexander on two or three occasions about a variety of things. This one, Alex, is a very sad one, isn't it?
It is very sad, Henry. Hello, Judy. Hello, Toby.
Morning.
Yes, it is very sad because... Oh, it makes you wonder about the nature of success. Here's a man who has the biggest selling soca single of all time, far outstripping anybody else, you know, even Machel Montano and that. And he finally kind of, you know, he clicks the Caribbean dream and he builds his wonderful home in Montserrat with actually a swimming pool in the shape of an arrow and all the rest of it. And then he has no time to actually enjoy it. And apparently, and I mean, in the spirit of a good Caribbean, he did a lot. When the earthquake hit Montserrat, I mean, he had a festival there to raise money for the assistance of everybody, all the locals there, and he worked very, very hard to, you know, uplift his own people. I also think he's important because he did something where he tried to link a mixture of R&B with soca, with a little bit of zouk, which is kind of what the Eastern Caribbean states, places like St. Lucia and Dominica, and obviously Martinique and Guadeloupe, they play this fast, kind of very, very exciting French-style Caribbean stuff. And he tried to link all these together, and he kind of made the mix work in Hot, 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 because although it's pure soca, it's soca with something like a little bit of a Latin flavour in the horns. There's all kinds of little bits and pieces, and it really worked. And, of course, the man made 22 albums in his time. Now, whereas I don't want to detract from it, I'm not particularly fond of party music in terms of what I do, but he really did put Caribbean music that wasn't reggae on the map for everybody, really. Mm-hmm. That's the important thing, is people then realise, gosh, there's something else apart from reggae and apart from, of course, the cognoscenti already knew about Calypso and were kind of diehards and would have gone and supported that anyway. Mm. Yeah, the man is it's
gone,
a very,
man.
Very sad
very
thing,
young.
A loss to the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite as young as Henry said at 55. I think he's 59 or 60.
He was born in 54. Isn't he 54? He was born in 1954. That's what the website says.
I mean, it's funny because there are all kinds of... he's given one or two different dates. But I mean, the official date, I think, Alex, is November 16th, 54, which means he wasn't yet 56.
Now.
Yeah, he was 55.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's that...
But even if he was 60, that's
what I was going to say.
Quite young in today's modern, you know, and he had... apparently, he'd been sick for a couple of years now. He'd been ill with a brain tumour, and he'd been to the States a few times to have treatment for it. But
that's right. I think he was returning from Antigua. I think he was returning from Antigua the other day.
And 2 days later, he died. But I mean, that was most recently. But it kind of makes people, what makes me evaluate my life and think, wow, you know, that can happen to somebody who's so successful. You really do need to. It's almost a message to that. You have to look after yourself, but in fact, what Providence has in mind for you will happen, whatever happens. Yeah. It's a sad loss. Luckily, as I say, he left a great body of a very happy and danceable and good music for people to continue to party. I dare say now, as happened with John Lennon, as happened with Bob Marley, Hot, Hot, Hot will now be a massive hit again all over the world. And let's hope that... the interest it generates and also maybe the money it generates can be used in a good way. I mean, it'd be nice to think that something positive would come out of it, such as maybe, you know, a hit like that producing something that is beneficial to young people or beneficial for people who have problems. Maybe Haiti, who knows?
Who knows? It was 1983. Helping the region, yeah. It was 1983 originally when the song hit the big time.
That's right. Big time.
Biggest selling soca tune ever. It peaked at only 59 on the British pop charts, which surprises me because in my head I just thought, well, it must have been top five.
But apparently he had lots of number ones all around other parts of the world, you know, and that's what made it. I think first time around when the remix happened, now, who was the guy that did the remix? An American guy, producer, and then they sold 7 million copies of it worldwide. And that's a good selling, you know. That is certainly far more than any of the even the well-known Calypsonians in Trinidad would sell. Even Kitchener.
Yeah, I think it was covered by David Poster, Buster Poindexter, Johansson.
David Poindexter,
yeah.
That's it. That's right, I couldn't remember. Yeah, that's the fella.
That's right, yeah.
And, it's probably been, in fact, I know from personal experience that every single function band playing at every single wedding, bar mitzvah, birthday party on a Saturday night, anywhere up and down the country, will be asked at some point to play Hot, Hot, Hot. It's a standard in the standard dance band repertoire now, and it's expected. It kind of represents Caribbean music all on its own.
That's right. I think one of the things we should mention as well is that most soca artists up until Arrow were ignored by the big major American labels.
True.
But he was signed to Chrysalis and, of course, the subsidiary of Island Records, Mango. Yeah,
Mango. And it was he did two albums for Mango, which kind of really helped to put him on the map. Yeah, it's true. Again, he broke new ground there because poor old David Rudder, bless him, wonderful artist.
I love David Rudder.
He's fantastic, but he was on Mango and they, you know, in the end, bless him, he couldn't get arrested with it. He just didn't click in this country. And yet, back in Trinidad and in Canada, he's so huge.
This is Colourful.